the aim of my study is to find out where the porpoise are and why they're there, with the overall goal eventually of being able to inform the development of protected areas and management for mitigation strategies for offshore wind farms and developments like that, so that we know need to know where the porpoise are so that we can hopefully try to protect them better in the future. The reason we're studying the porpoise right now is because they're the most common cetacean in UK waters. So there's about 300,000 of them in the North Sea. Also, we have data on them, so that's a major reason of why we're studying them. The acoustic recorders we're using also collect data on dolphins, so one of the next things I'm going to be doing is looking at joint modeling of porpoise and dolphins, but the same data has also been used previously by other people looking at dolphin distribution and foraging.
And you said that the outcome of your study will be due to build a marine protected area. Is there any other application of the outcome of your study?
Yeah, so other than protected areas, results from my study or studies similar can be used to sort of educate the mitigation plans for offshore developments. So when you're developing, for example, a wind farm, you might be able to use the results from my study to know when porpoise are going to be there, so you know sort of what time of year it would be better to avoid. So you might do your construction at one time of year, so you minimize the impact that you're going to have on the porpoise, or do your activity at one time of tide or something, so that you're trying to always minimize the impact that you have using, you know, data on when they're actually around.
Thank you very much.